Iran says that all other signatories to the nuclear deal are trying to keep the agreement in place despite the U.S.'s withdrawal.
All five countries, meaning Russia, China, and the three European countries, and even all the European Union, are trying to preserve the nuclear deal without the U.S., and they all feel that keeping the accord would be beneficial for the region and the whole world.
President Hassan Rouhani made the remarks ahead of a visit to Austria and Switzerland on Monday. He said European countries have unanimously condemned the U.S. pullout since all signatories are required to stick to the deal. The Iranian president said that his trip is an opportunity to discuss the future of the nuclear deal with European countries. He added that Tehran plans to use all its capacities to expand relations with the European Union. Director and founder of Gnosis think tank, Amar Waqaf, joins us from the British capital, London. Mr. Waqaf, welcome to the program. Give us your perspective on the recent comments made by Iranian President Hassan Rouhani before his trip to Switzerland and Austria.
Well, it's a positive comment, and, you know, it opens a sort of positive atmosphere towards the negotiations he's going to have in Europe with the European countries. The Iranian president must see that there is a growing concern in Europe against Trumpism, and Trumpism, by that I mean trying to coerce allies and enemies alike into submission, sort of, in order to gain interest by explicitly behaving as a world leader. It's, you know, this is a growing trend, and the Europeans are not happy about it, and they're trying to have a countermeasure against it, as we have seen from the earlier announcement that they might have counter, you know, tax tariffs on U.S. imports. So Iran sees here a sort of common interest to make a stand against, you know, this American individualism. And apparently there is some, you know, consensus in Europe that we must make a stand against this, and we cannot allow the current American president to call the shots. So this has, you know, given, again, some hope that this deal can stand. Or could remain intact, even though the Americans would exit it or have exited it, and that, you know, the Europeans, the Russians, the Chinese, and the Iranians can find a way out. The Americans, on the other way, are trying to disturb balances. There, for example, the American president called the Saudi king and asked for Saudi Arabia to increase oil production. This comes right after the Saudis have agreed with the Russians to stabilize oil production between OPEC and Russia, the biggest producer outside OPEC. So he's trying, the American administration, they're trying desperately to, you know, catch everybody off balance. But if they could sit down and find a common interest and, you know, say, okay, we're going to have a stand against this sort of behavior, then it may well be survived. You know, it may well survive, sorry, the agreement.
Thank you very much, Sir Amar Waqaf, joining us from London.